All right, on this Thursday morning, this week, President Trump, taking on the self-proclaimed role of the nation's chief law enforcement officer, let several white-collar convicts off the hook. Michael Milken, securities fraud. Rod Blagojevich, federal corruption charges. Former New York Police Commissioner Bernard Kerik, felony tax fraud and lying to the government. The list goes on and on. Joining us right now, ABC News crime and terrorist analyst Brad Garrett. Brad, good morning. Thanks for being with us this morning.
Good morning, Paul.
What is the effect of all these commutations and pardons?
Well, you know, let's start with, obviously, the president has all the legal authority to pardon whomever he chooses. But I think if you combine who he pardoned with this sort of constant attack on the justice system, on prosecutors, on judges, on the FBI, that, you know, it creates sort of an erosion of trust of the rest of us, maybe, that you know, would we go to law enforcement because, you know, are they really trustworthy? Are the prosecutors trustworthy? And so it creates a doubt. It may affect, you know, future prosecutors, you know, with government agents and prosecutors. But but beyond that, and that clearly bothers me and people who have worked in the justice system for decades, is that I think it also sends a message based on the list you just read that it's kind of normal behavior for powerful people to act this way. And so I'm going to give them a break. I don't think that's a message you really want to send either, but it certainly feels like that's part of this.
Certainly does, and especially coming at the same time that his good friend Roger Stone is facing, you know, a sentence that he has already said, the president has said, is far too too strict. Do you think that that timing had something to do with this?
Maybe, and I guess it wouldn't surprise anyone, obviously, if the president ends up pardoning Roger Stone at some point.
Yeah.
I guess I just need to really drive home the point that sort of stepping in and making decisions about thoughtful prosecutions, thoughtful investigations, thoughtful sentencing, and that's not to suggest that some people have gotten over the years excessive sentences, and that's why we have this pardon system. But it can have a really disturbing effect on how we move forward, and that's kind of what this country's based on. You know, we are the rule of law, not the rule of one, and it's starting to kind of have that feeling.
It is putting the attorney general in kind of a predicament as well, and I know that he has said it's the tweets that are frustrating him, but it's got to be things like this as well that you know, have him. And you know, he's denied that he's going to leave, but, you know, the rumor is out there that he's considering stepping aside.
Well, that's right. And you cannot effectively run, whether it's the justice system or anything else, if you're the person in charge, the people who are ultimately over you need to be supportive of you. Because, let's face it, a lot of people listen to the president, whether you agree with him or not. He's still extremely powerful. And the words he uses and his actions have a tremendous ripple effect. And I totally agree with the Attorney General that it is very difficult to do his job. He's got a lot of mad people inside the Department of Justice based on what's been going on.
Yeah, it is fascinating and a little frightening at times to watch it all unfold. Brad, we appreciate your time and your analysis this morning. Thanks so much for joining us.
Take care, Paul.
You too. Bye now.